Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
And we're right in the middle of a conversation with Laura. Has a gas dryer, gas clothes dryer, started not drying the clothes, which is a sign that the lint is backing up. That's actually a safety feature built in to new dryers. That's the number one leading cause of house fires in America, as the dryer vent lint overheating, catching on fire, and burning the house down. So,
and it's flammable, baby.
Your appliance works right, and you're just trying to get it all cleaned out and get back in business, correct?
Well, so what happened was we, you know, did the troubleshooting, disconnected, and sure enough, the vent was full of lint. We took the shop vac and made a good seal and sucked, because we're on a single, you know, story slab home, and we could hear when we turned the shop vac on, it filled the whole shop vac up with dryer lint, which was disturbing. Woo. You could hear it, right? So then we decided, well, where's the outdoor vent? We've owned the home for 4 years, hadn't cleaned the dryer vents at all, you know, like you should every year, but we didn't. And so then we went on search for this exterior exhaust for the dryer. We couldn't find anything on the outside of the house. So then my husband went on the roof, and we couldn't find anything up there. We even went so far as to put some like flour in the vent, and then change the, you know, the instead of the
very good
back sucking,
very good, very good.
And he was up on the roof, so we were looking for the cloud of flour, like we were looking for a new pope or something, and nothing. We couldn't find anything.
Well, Laura, we
came to the assumption that I think that this is blowing our lint up into the attic.
Yeah, yeah. And since your husband seems to be so obedient and does everything you tell him to do, tell him to recreate the entire thing that y'all just did, but stick his head in the attic. And see if he doesn't see that white smoke blowing somewhere up in that.
My husband's a big guy, and so we would need someone to kind of body crawl to the point right above where the dryer vent, where we assume that it might be. It might just go right up to that. So we haven't done that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to get in the attic. All he has to do is just stick his head up there.
And to my knowledge, that would be against code, and that does happen frequently. It does need to terminate
outside. We'll know next hour. We're bringing in a code expert.
Yes, sir. And let's see. She was in – where was she? Do you remember?
I didn't get it.
Okay. Well, regardless, I think
you can't believe
she's in Gilbert.
Okay. You can't believe how inexpensive it is to have your dryer ducts professionally done.
And here is Dryer Vent Wizard, 480-626 4597. They can also help bring that up to code. It sounds like her husband is pretty handy, but if it is terminated in the attic and he's a big guy in a small work area, there's a licensed professional that can send someone skinny in there and tiny and fix it for you.
Laura, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Who are we getting? We're not going to get to all the callers this hour that are currently on hold, but I want y'all to hang on because, you know, we talk about the show trying to be as error-free as possible, as mistake-free as possible. We got caught last weekend with a misprint. Okay, busted. I got it. I hear you. I've apologized. Well, the next hour is going to be absolutely mistake-proof and error-proof because we're bringing in Dave Whitera of the Seal of Approval Inspection Service, the Rosie Certified Inspection Service for Pima County.
But it's not Dave that's going to keep it error-proof. He's brought his wife, Kim, with him, and she's the one that's going to make sure no mistakes. Right, Kim?
Right.
All right.
All right, so we've got Dave and Kim, and they'll be answering questions. And Mike, tell Jennifer her microphone is on, call screening. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. She obviously had something. She wanted to correct me about something, and then the phone rang. So she forgot her microphone was turned on.
It's live radio.
The next hour will be mistake-free, okay?
All right.
It'll be error-free.
Everyone get a hot cup of coffee at top of the hour and get set.
Do we want to sneak one more call in here? I think we can squeeze one more in here real quick. Who can we answer the quickest?
That's what I was just looking at. Tina and Mesa, it's a window question. The answer is Pella. Thanks for the call.
Tina, good morning.
Good morning. We replaced windows in our house. They faced south. They were replaced them in the early 90s, I believe.
Okay.
They're wood windows on the interior. They're wood windows. And anyway, dual pane with the argon gas, I think it was.
Okay.
And the putty on the bottom of the windows is disintegrating.
Are they vinyl clad or aluminum clad?
On the outside, they're vinyl.
And would
be my guess.
Okay. And I get criticized all the time because I tell people I don't like vinyl windows. And the window you have is manufactured by the largest window manufacturing company in the world. I think if you call them, you'll get service and you'll probably get them repaired. At one time, that window company had three full-time employees in the state of Arizona doing nothing but replacing exactly what your problem is. They're a good window, and they stand up to their warranty, but
it's not
that's
a Desert why Southwest window.
I don't install vinyl products in Arizona.
So you're in Mesa.
I want pictures of her window before she replaces them.
I would get to the closest Pella showroom. In this case,
she probably ought to go back to the manufacturer, and I'll bet you they will replace those windows.
But get a price for the replacement, because it is only so long before you got to replace the replacement.
They hate it when
final
I talk
product.
About the fact that this happens all the time in Arizona.
Pick up with this vinyl early cladding. Edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.